It is 8:14, and joined on the phone this morning by Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you doing?
You know, I'm just kind of enjoying our little sudden thunderstorm here.
Yeah, it's it woke maybe somebody up in our home today.
Yeah.
Not me. I was already awake.
Uh-huh. Perhaps one of the children who's been home for a while?
Yes, yeah.
I will tell her I said good morning.
Oh, I sure will.
So things are happening in downtown West Bend, and things are happening at the Hub. Where do you want to start this morning?
Yeah, let's start with the group that was going to be our on-air guest today. How about we do that?
Sure.
Okay, so the History Center of Washington County has a name change. They are calling themselves the Tower Heritage Center, which makes a lot of sense because that's that iconic building in downtown West Bend that we all know and see every time you drive through town. It's very much a part of our history, and so they are embracing that.
Steve Stuckey was actually on with me a few weeks ago. We talked about about them getting ready to reopen.
Yeah. So they have more than that name change going on, as you probably talked about. But I thought I'd highlight just their new hours and things like that today. So the old jailhouse museum will remain closed until further notice because they just aren't able to do the proper social distancing in that building. They have their we'll talk about their other hours first. Wednesdays okay. and Thursdays and Fridays, they are open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then by appointment, you can talk with the research department. That's the word I was looking for, research.
There we go.
Sorry about that. That is by appointment only, but you can visit. And they have a new exhibit that is temporary at the museum, and it is a bridal history exhibit. And they're exploring 100 years of bridal fashion. They're calling it something old, something new. The exhibit shows just how much we borrow from generation to generation and the style and elements that tend to recur in bridal fashion over the years. Come and enjoy. They have a lot of bridal fashion, and it is a private collection that they're showing, but it won't be there for very long. So make sure you hop on by and see that exhibit.
It's kind of interesting to see, you know, how much wedding gowns have changed, but they haven't really.
Right. There's, you know, you can only go from poofy sleeve to no poof, I guess, so many times, right?
Right. Yeah, because the hemline doesn't change too much.
Not too much.
Maybe the length of the train, but otherwise, not a lot of change in there along the way.
Yeah, and it's fun to see, like, what we think is new and fashionable, and it's just really being borrowed from another time.
Right, absolutely. And what else do they have going on at the tower?
Yeah, the rectory at St. Agnes Historic Site will be open free of charge. That is Wednesday, July 15th, and Friday, August the 21st. Both days are from 1 to 3 p.m., you can stop by and get a glimpse of this rarely open historic site. And it's located at 1386 Fond du Lac Avenue right here in West Bend.
All right. And they've got more information on Facebook and also on their website, I'm sure.
Right. And their website is thetowerheritagecenter.org.
All right. Well, let's shift to something that the Volunteer Center is busy with, and that is the traditional summer Camp Superhero, although a little different this year.
Yeah, we are a little different, although the campers are really keeping busy. It's fun to watch what they've been up to. Last week, they visited area hiking trails to clean up as they visited. So I think a few weeks ago, we talked about that all the campers got a box from Dan. And inside that box were a lot of random items that they weren't quite sure what they would use them for in the coming weeks. One of those items was the garbage bag.
Okay.
And a nature passport, which the Volunteer Center has been working on since very early spring. And what that is, it's a passport of all the different hiking trails around us that our partner agencies take care of. And those campers were invited to go out to the trails, clean up what they saw, and help really take care of our natural resources here in Washington County.
Ah, okay.
So a fun thing is that passport that our superheroes had a sneak peek at are now available in the hub starting today.
Wow.
So they were created by the Volunteer Center to highlight the trails and get people out hiking, let them know about volunteer opportunities with those organizations and how they can take care of the local trails. When you get your passport, you're going to see that there's information about the trails, highlighted features, and we have little notes about where you can find stamps within Washington County. When you collect 8 of those stamps on your passport, you bring that back to the hub, and there's a free ice cream cup waiting for you.
Ah, okay. So there's a reward at the end of the trail.
What? I'm sorry?
There's a reward at the end of the trail.
Yeah, very good. Yes, there is. And it's not only hiking and exploring, I guess.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, we thought it was a fun way to get people maybe hiking a new trail that they haven't before.
We should mention, Evie, as long as we're inviting people into the hub to pick these up, what are the hours at the hub right now?
Yeah, so the hours at the hub are 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that is Monday through Saturday, and Sunday we start at 9 a.m.
Okay. All right, and what are the superhero campers up to this week?
Yeah, so this week they have been challenged to a food collection for the Full Shelf Food Pantry. And if you'd like to help the campers reach their goal, you can simply drop off items at the hub in the collection bin that's located right inside our entrance. Some of the most needed items are tuna, canned vegetables, SpaghettiOs, pancake mix and syrup, jelly, and brownie or cake mixes.
Ah, okay.
So if you have a few things, maybe you're placing an order for, grocery pickup, maybe you can throw a few extra things in your cart. And we can help people in need in our community that way.
And the thing they always say, you know, don't just give the stuff that's, 3 days away from expiring in your cupboard to them.
Right.
And don't give them all the fava beans.
You're right. That is a really good point. Canned vegetables are appreciated, but maybe not the ones that you just haven't wanted to eat.
Yeah, that you bought because they were on clearance of clearance, and they've been sitting there. Yeah, nobody else wants to eat them either.
You really bring up a good point about the expiration date, because if it's really close to expiring, by the time the food pantry gets it and is able to process it, it probably won't be good anymore.
Yeah. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. So, thank you.
All right. We still have some community mosaic squares passing out.
Yeah. We just wanted, to bring that up one more time. The 6x6 squares, we're still handing them out. You can, again, pick them up in the hub during our cafe hours, or you can register online for the community mosaic and pick it up down in the Volunteer Center. They are due back to the Volunteer Center August 1st, but that's plenty of time to get them picked up and work on them. And again, that theme this year is Stronger Together, and 300 canvases will be hanging together later this, probably in the fall this year.
Okay. Sounds good. So what else is going on?
Yeah, so we have some exciting news. The hub is hiring. We're hiring because we've had two amazing college students working with us this summer. They helped us transition from doors closed in March to reopening. We thank both of them a lot, but you know what? They're starting to think about going back to school. So we need to think about adding some new smiling faces to our team. If you're interested or you know somebody you think would be perfect, let them know about our hiring. You can find that hiring process, both the application, both at volunteernow.net and on socialgoodbrews.org. There are buttons on both of those sites that will take you to the hiring process. And we also have a PDF there that you can find out more about the job.
All right. Sounds good. We're having a community conversation with Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County this morning. And again, we kind of talked about this earlier with the hours, but again, the hub still doing walk-in ordering and also advance ordering over the phone, right?
Right. So we have online ordering, which would work out really great for people, maybe a business that would like to place a larger order and have it ready when they come in for pickup. We also do, like you mentioned, have walk-in ordering, so you can come right on in and order. And we have some picnic tables outside. Today might not be the best day to use those picnic tables.
At least not right now.
Yeah. Right, but later maybe today, they'll be perfect.
All right. And how are the 100 Stories of Hope going? I see there are new postings on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, we are getting some great stories. And today I just wanted to tell you, excuse me, about the latest story we highlighted. And that is about Mina and May Evans. And they'll be receiving a gift card from Eaton's Pizza, which we thank Eaton very much for donating those gift cards. And their part of our $5,000 we're donating is going to go towards children and families.
Okay.
So here's Mina and May's story. They wanted to spread some love when so many things in the world around them were changing. Their family has a long-lasting tradition to talk about their family values of being strong, kind, and grateful. In the spirit of sharing this message, Mina and May braided bracelets and passed them along to anyone nominated. So they had people just writing in to say, my friend would really like a bracelet, and they would make one and send them off in the mail.
Oh,
we
nice.
Thank these two inspirational young girls for reminding us all to be strong, kind, and grateful. And they have an Instagram page that you can follow them at, Strong, Kind, Grateful Evans Girls. So that would be fun to see what those two continue to be up to.
Ah, all right. And you are still accepting stories?
We are. We really have no timeline. There are going to be great stories that continue to happen, and we are going to continue to share them.
All right. Sounds great. Do we have some needs of the week?
We do. Back to feeling a little bit more like normal, I think,
right,
to highlight some needs of the week. So the first one is Ruby's Pantry. They are looking for a few extra hands. They actually have a distribution today. So if you're interested in helping them out, you can check out. They still had a need yesterday, and I would give them a call at 262-338-0725 if you're interested in helping, and see if they still need a few extra hands. That distribution, again, is today. People who are interested, there are 300 chairs available. You should bring an empty box, have your trunk empty so that they have room to put your chair in there. There is no registration, and it's a $20 cash donation.
All right. That sounds good. And that's at the church on here on South Main, not too far from the studio.
Right, correct. It's kind of right between the Meyer and the Menard, right there.
Yeah, by Walgreens there, that area.
Yeah.
So.
I did not write down the time that you can start gathering. I think it's in the afternoon, but they have a very active Facebook page, so you could check the exact time there if you are interested.
Yeah, I believe it is usually afternoon, so.
Yeah. So our next volunteer highlight is for Blue Lotus. They are having senior days out there. This is something new for them this year, so they asked us to help them spread the word.
Okay.
So So Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center is a little gem here in West Bend. It's on the east side of West Bend, and they have hiking trails and flower gardens and an indoor pool, in-ground pool, swings and hammocks and fishing and canoeing and paddle boats. And they're inviting seniors and caregivers to come out and enjoy the activities that they have and just enjoy a day out in nature. They're
All right.
keeping it very limited, the number of people, so you do need to sign up. And that's to keep everyone, you know, that there's not too many people out in the area so people can keep their distance from each other.
Sure.
The cost is $5 per person.
All right. And they've got a website for people to go look at the dates, because I see there's about a dozen or more dates on here. So they probably
need
to.
Yeah, there are a lot of dates. You're right. They've got a great website. And I think they also posted this on their social media accounts. So that's BlueLotusFarm.org.
All right. And then, again, as we talked about the tower reopening. We've got another West Bend museum reopening.
Yeah, BOA is open and welcoming people back. As you plan to make your next visit, they just wanted to highlight a few things. Masks are required for everyone's safety. If you don't have one, they've got them that are disposable and free for you to use. You should go with the flow, which means they have an arrowed system that you follow the path of arrows throughout the museum. And that just makes it so people aren't crossing paths.
Sure.
Mind the signs and practice social distancing, please. And check yourself before you visit. So if you're showing signs of COVID or being sick, maybe you should just wait for another time to visit the museum. And just to be kind, that their staff is there to help, and just be nice to everybody. I think that's good advice for every thing we're doing in life, not just going to the museum.
Pretty much, yeah. Hard to argue with that one.
So, right.
Now, if people want to find out more about these volunteer opportunities or maybe some others, and there are more being added every day, where should they go?
They can visit the Volunteer Center at volunteernow.net. We do have our website that you can look for volunteer opportunities there.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Michelle, thanks. Stay dry and stay cool, and we'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Did we forget anything, or we cover everything?
I think we got everything.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Again, located basically on the roundabout downtown West Bend, sort of over by MOA, down in that area, down on Water Street.